The closest most Londoners have come to a Maasai warrior is in travel brochures and travel documentaries on television. On Sunday, they will have a chance to see six warriors who are taking part in the annual London Marathon. The Maasais will cut distinctive figures, running in their traditional red toga-like wraps and sandals made from old car tires, carrying cowhide shields and sticks. Those close enough will not only see the warriors, they will hear them chant as well. The Maasais are participating in the marathon to raise money for a well in their village, Eliwai, in Tanzania. Changing rain patterns and successive droughts have not only killed their cattle. Isaiah, the group's spokesman, spoke to reporters before Sunday's marathon.
This problem is from long time because last year we didn't have rain for 10 months. And we got a problem of losing our elders. They die, and the children, because they can't move far away. The elder, they may die because they can't go where the water is. And the youngest children, they can't go to school because teachers, they can't be around because there's no water.
Isaiah said wild animals move closer to the villages when the land is parched, and that compounds the problem, exposing people and livestock to attack from dangerous animals. He had a message that could disappoint those looking forward to the Maasai's breaking the marathon record.
We are not running for breaking a record. We are here to raise enough money for helping our culture. So we are running with dancing and singing. And actually we are getting all our stuff using for dancing, singing. So we are hoping to finish maybe 4 hours.
Isaiah was asked if the runners are experiencing culture shock in London.
Yeah, it's a good question. Actually, it is very different for first of all. From the start we get to a problem to here because where we are, nothing compared to anything. We live without anything like this. So I think everything is different, completely different.
Isaiah and his teammates are hoping that by the time they cross the line on Sunday, they will have persuaded enough people to give $120,000 so the well will put their water wars behind them. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.